We've been reporting all week on women's lives in post-apartheid South Africa, and today we're going to hear about a very difficult topic, violence against women. South Africa has a very high crime rate and one of the highest rates of rape in the world. The numbers are so extreme, people sometimes describe the problem as a war on women. But the story we're about to hear is about trying to find solutions to this problem. The World's Jeb Sharp introduces us to an activist in Cape Town, a man who's determined to change things.
How are you?
I'm very well.
Yeah, we came back at about 10 o'clock last night.
Patrick Godana has the restless intensity you might expect from someone who is a guerrilla fighter. He was in the armed wing of the African National Congress back in the 1980s. His view of the war on women is simple. A brutal culture bred brutal men, and those men made terrible husbands and fathers. His was no exception.
We were born 8 siblings at home, but let me promise you and tell you the truth. I have never seen my father kissing my mother, but I have seen him many a times beating up our mother. May her soul rest in peace.
Patrick remembers his mother waking at 4 a.m. to heat water for his father's bath and iron his clothes and make his lunch.
You know, my father back in the days, he was a hard-working man. But in that, my mother was subjected to be a kind of a person who was doing all the dirty work for him.
Patrick's father was a boiler man in a white-owned bakery. He labored in the heat all day long, keeping the fire going in the ovens. Even the son of the boss called him by his first name, Jim.
So he was trying to assert his power by all means. He would speak so rough to my mother and all of us. And I can see from a distance now to say this was him during the 8 hours at work, with no name, no title, no authority. And as a man, a special African man, he wanted to assert his power and say, am I still the man?
Patrick Godana doesn't want to repeat that cycle, and he wants to prevent other men from doing so. He's experienced plenty of violence himself. When he was a rebel fighter, he was caught and tortured and imprisoned by the regime. When he got out, he studied theology. He credits one teacher with transforming his views on gender and changing his life. Now he works with a rapidly growing NGO called Sonke Gender Justice. He's passionate about the global men care campaign Sonke coordinates. It's all about teaching men to be good partners and fathers.
Good morning. Jeb Sharp. Nice to meet you.
Patrick takes me to visit a couple who have attended men care parenting sessions. Lindela Mrakisa is a police officer in a township outside Cape Town. He's 33. His wife, Nosikelo, is a stay-at-home mom. They have 3 small kids, including a baby boy who clambers over their laps while we talk. Nosikelo says early on, she and Lindela didn't get along so well.
We would always clash, né? Because when you say something, I wouldn't listen. I would just say what I want to say. And when he snaps, then it would be just exchange of words. We never sat down to talk about things. We would only fight.
And when you say fight, yelling, hitting?
Yelling, yes. Lucky, very lucky me, he never touched me.
Nosikelo says her husband Lindela never laid a hand on her. But Lindela admits he went into the marriage expecting to get his way.
The way we grew up, we would always be taught that you must have the last word. Whatever I say goes.
So they were perfect candidates for the men care program. They heard about it at their community health clinic and decided to give it a try. Lindela attended a father's workshop, and together they attended a parenting workshop. 12 weeks of intensive sessions with other couples. 12 weeks of often sad stories about fathers, including Nosikelo's.
I think he loved us, but out of nowhere, he would disappear. He used to work at the mines. He would come home maybe once a year. When he comes, he would stay for some few weeks, and then he would leave again.
The program helped the couple talk to one another. Lindela says the most important thing he's learned is simply to listen.
Listen, and then from what you've heard, make sense of it and think if you were that person, she also want to be heard. She also want to have a say. She needed to be respected as my equal half, not someone who's just here.
The men care program works at all sorts of levels. coaxing men to talk about their feelings, come to their children's births, begin to share the housework. Before they attended the parenting sessions, Lindela was too embarrassed to do certain things around the house. Nosikela remembers a time she asked him to do the kids' laundry while she was out.
He did do the washing, but when I came back, the washing was in the basin. I asked him, why didn't you put the washing outside? He said, I can't. What are people going to say about me putting the washing in the line? They are going to say, Mos, you gave me a spell. I gave him muti so that he would be soft. He would be like a lady, you see.
It was really embarrassing for us because when I go out after that, my friend would tease me on that. Hey, man, what's going on? Are you man enough? Is there anything, maybe there's something that she gave you on your food so that it can soften you up, you see.
But Lindela doesn't care what they say anymore. Now he badgers those same friends to do more to help their own wives. Lindela and Nosikelo make a good poster couple for men care. This is exactly the kind of success the activists want to see, changing the culture, one person, one family, at a time. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp, Cape Town.
We've posted a video of someone else who's trying to change the culture in South Africa, one person at a time. She is a poet raising three sons. See what she has to say and tell us what you'd do at our Facebook page, facebook.com/PRI the World.